The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The Jeff Fisher Show. Saturday mornings, 9 to noon Eastern.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
I see this story earlier this week that talks about, I had an affair, and now I'm stuck with the woman that I had an affair with, and I don't want to be. I want to be with my wife. I want to be with my wife. I don't want to be with the woman I had an affair with. Then why did, I mean, okay. Obviously, the first question is, why did you cheat then? If you love your wife so much, why did you cheat? Everyone knows the answer to that. Everyone knows the answer to why you cheat. Okay. And most of the time, and you're going to, I'll be on tour with Bill Cosby next week. Most of the time, it's because you just, you know, you still love your spouse, but at the time, you, this person is better. Just for a short period of time. You know, 10, 30 seconds. This is the way it is. You know it and I know it. Now, obviously, the answer is don't cheat. Stick to your commitment. Love the spouse that you're with. Very simple. Very simple. You and I both know that. But there are some particular people who are more prone to cheating. And I found this list from late last year. It's a dating site. And the dating site is Victoria Milan. It's geared towards those who are married and attached. And they did a survey of over 5,000 of their female users on their dating and cheating habits. Okay. So, what job types the cheating women say are most likely to cheat on their spouses? IT workers on the list, right? Online cheating on the rise, social media, dating apps. IT spends a lot of time online. They're on the list. Another person on the list who, might be a profession that might be more likely to cheat on their partners, a stay-at-home mom. Being a mother can be stressful. Perhaps this is what leads to the infidelity. Or it could be the fact that she is at home without her spouse for most of the time, leading to more opportunity to cheat. The assistant. I'm not sure what that means, the assistant. We've all heard the cliche of the secretary having an affair with his or her boss. Turns out there's some truth behind it. Okay. Fireman. Oof. Really? The divorce rate for firemen is a surprising 3 times higher than any other profession. Maybe it's because of the sometimes traumatic work they do. Right. That's it. Maybe it's the weird hours. Right. So the firemen make the list. Professions that might be more likely to cheat on their partners. Real estate agents. I think we all know why real estate agents are on the list. Plenty of places to have an affair for free. I mean, that's why you become a real estate agent, right? Right? Educators on the list. Teachers have one of the highest infidelity rates. We've all heard of the student-teacher scandals. Unfortunately, these teachers are giving one of the most respectful professions a bad name. Yeah, I don't think it's the infidelity teachers that are giving the teachers a bad name. I'm just saying. I don't think it's them. I think we could do a couple more stories on all the teachers that are having affairs with their students. Those might be the teachers that are giving the educators a bad name. Uh-oh, we had firemen. Of course, you have to have the police. Cops see a lot of traumatizing things like firemen do, which we can only imagine leads to stress and exhaustion. Another thing, you've heard of badge bunnies?
Really? Come on now.
They are women who seek out married policemen to have affairs.
I gotta get a badge. I gotta get a badge.
Are you a police officer?
Yes.
Can you get in trouble for that? Is that impersonating a police officer? I mean, that doesn't count as impersonating a police officer if I'm not trying to make an arrest, right? Right? All right, the top 10. The top 10 most likely to cheat professions. You thought we were done? No way. Communications.
I'm in the top 10.
Don't tell my wife. The first group gets a nod from Victoria Milano, communication professionals, journalists, PR reps, communication specialists. Oh, that's not me. It makes sense that this group might have a propensity for cheating, as journalists tend to travel a lot, which can put a strain on a relationship. These people also tend to work in corporate settings in high-stress positions. And as we will see, that can be a huge contributing factor to infidelity. Ooh. Look out. The legal. Those damn legal people. Legal includes lawyers, legal secretaries, prosecutors, and judges. The legal field, like many others on the list, is filled with long hours, late nights, and high stress. It's hard not to see why sparks might begin to fly in the courtroom. Oh, nightlife and hospitality. Come on now. You know that goes without saying, right? Although we're saying it. I can only assume it's because the nightlife tends to be a young people's game, so fewer bartenders, dancers, and DJs have spouses to cheat on. That's why this is so far, farther down on the list. It's possible. According to the Washington Post, bartenders and dancers are most likely to get divorced from their spouses, which suggests something about the service industry lifestyle, maybe at odds with maintaining a relationship. People who work in bars, clubs, and restaurants tend to be drunk around their colleagues a lot. And yes, that leads to a good amount of partying, hookups, and if you manage to stay married, cheating.
You know, I was watching an old Rodney Dangerfield comedy bit on The Tonight Show, and man, there's some stuff that he could not do today, which reminded me, you know, when they talk about getting drunk and having... In today's world, oh my gosh, you're having sex with a woman and she was drunk? I mean, that's damn near rape. And, I mean, Rodney Dangerfield did nothing but talk about getting girls drunk. And, I mean, that's how he had sex. It's the only reason.
Anyway.
Go to the doctor. Told the doctor I had VD. He gave himself a shot. Anyway, the artist.
The artist. Oh, yeah. Artist. Sports. Yes. Yes. Most likely to cheat profession edition. Business people. Oh, yes. Those nasty business people. Healthcare people. Oh, doctors, nurses. Yeah. Doctors tend to make a lot of money. And according to this blog about lying on your profile, men who make more money or say they make more money are way more likely to get messaged on the site. Oh, yeah. So when you go to the site, one personality you need to be is a rich guy. The other personality you need to be is a policeman. You're looking for badge bunnies and doctor bunnies. Aviation. Oh, of course. Hello. Pilots and stewardesses are almost never home, so they imagine stewardesses. This is a 2016 story. What are they, me? Flight attendants, you mean, are almost never home. So I'd imagine that it'd be hard to maintain a marriage. Also, according to a study by Tinder, and who doesn't believe their studies, being a pilot is the sexiest job a man can have. The one that will get him the most right swipes. Oh, and then they mentioned flight attendant later. And flight attendant makes the list at 13 for women as the sexiest things, as the most right swipes for Tinder. Wow. That's interesting. I wonder what number one is for Tinder, the right swipes. If you're going to be a Tinder hoe, I mean, what's number one? Tinder hoes, man. I'll stop now. Financial sector, number one. So you got pilots and stewardesses, are those flight attendants. And the financial, of course, finance tops the list of the most likely profession to cheat. It's a big cultural stereotype, but according to Victoria Milan, it holds. Sorry if that hurts your feelings, finance people. But apparently something about the culture of the finance industry promotes adultery. And it's not surprising, considering some of the financial and gender-based trends we've already discussed. So, if you're asking yourself, I married, I had an affair, and now I'm with the woman I had an affair with. I'm stuck with that woman and not my wife. And you're asking yourself why? Well, maybe you can use that as an excuse. Oh, it was my profession. If only I wasn't a successful business person. Oh, when I had that affair. Damn it. So anyway, good luck with that. Have fun with it. You know what the answer is. Don't cheat.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.